Hello, and welcome back to Bet Slapped. I'm Joanna.
I'm Sammy.
And we're here. It's another week. It's March. It's exciting.
It's March. It's March. Been March for a few weeks.
I know.
I have a cold, so I apologize that I'm even more nasal than my usual self.
You know, I feel like February is like the worst month, but actually March is kind of terrible too.
I have this weird thing where I delude myself into thinking that March 1st, it will like the weather will start getting nicer. Yeah. I just need to tell myself that in January so that things are less miserable.
Because it can be nice in March.
Right, but then it gets
usually here, isn't.
Yeah.
It's like disgusting out. I'm worried. February was actually not that bad.
Yeah, especially that one beautiful day where we all like were happy.
February is like, yeah, that weird, it's like a weird month, I feel like, because like it's kind of like that friend that you always hated historically. Mm-hmm. So you like want to talk shit about it, but it's really, you know, sometimes it acts nice.
And yeah.
You're just like, it wasn't that bad.
March is worse than February.
Yeah.
Don't tell Aileen, she'll flip.
It's longer.
Yeah.
It's still cold.
Yeah.
March sucks. Sorry, yeah. Aileen. Aileen's birthday is next week.
Yeah, we'll be talking about birthdays today, so it's really good timing.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
But first, Vanderpump Rules, your favorite or least favorite part of the podcast. Just feel free to skip forward if you don't like it. And if you do like it, you're welcome. So this week, Billy Lee got asked out by Ariana's brother. What is his name? I forget.
Oh, shit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She gets asked out by his brother, and Stassi and Kristen are like, oh, he's creepy. Like, make sure you go to a public place. Which I thought was like kind of a realistic and like way that would play out, where like they're not trying to be assholes, but it's just kind of like they're like, you kind of just say like the first thing you're thinking about anyone. That's kind of how like gossip and rumors just like start.
Yeah.
And it's not very nice, but at the same time, it's like, I feel like that's just kind of how things happen. Like someone mentions that they're doing something and you like immediately just like give your thoughts on the person or the thing.
Right. That's how shit talking happens.
It is, but like
scientific explanation.
And I'm sure he is a little creepy, and I'm sure like he's not as creepy as they made him out to be, but I'm sure he's like, that's based in some truth.
Well, okay. Here's what I found out about it. And I found out about it from Sarah, our editor in chief, who texted me last night while she was watching.
Okay.
Because she was doing some investigating. Sarah's very good at investigating.
Yes.
She wrote the story about Ari's ex-girlfriend.
Check it out. CSI Sarah.
Yeah, it was linked in Daily Mail earlier last week. So, okay. Sarah texted me and she said that she looked up his arrest records, and apparently he had like something against the girlfriend for like falsely imprisoned, and I think
falsely imprisoned,
but or there was just some weird thing where like it was this like older woman who was like grooming him since he was like 18, and she was like sort of a pedophile. Like, you know how pedophiles like groom their prey or whatever.
Groom how?
Like to get like a younger person, like
courting him, you mean?
Yeah.
Grooming, I think, like cutting his hair or shaving his face.
No, but grooming in like the pedophilia sense. This is what she said. Oh, shoot. I want to find it. His name's Jeremy. She found Jeremy's arrest records for battery and false imprisonment, presumably because of his ex. He was never convicted, but the whole thing is shady because it seems like his ex kind of groomed him from the time he was 18. I asked, is what
that,
does that mean?
Is that a pedophile?
She said, when pedophiles find someone at a very young age, she was 20 years older than him and they met when he was 18.
I don't think that makes you a pedophile. 18 is like legal.
I think not technically, but the way that it was like just this huge age difference. Either way, it was like right when he was legal. And I think that I don't know if it's as, it's one of those stories where things are a bit unclear.
Right.
She wanted to write about it, but she doesn't want to like screw anything up journalistically or mm-hmm. libel or anything. So.
Yeah. So these are all like some stuff we've casually learned, who knows the extent of the exact truth of it, but
the point is that it's sketchy and it's unclear.
Right, it's sketchy, it's a little unclear, and like, I mean, good for Billie Lee. If she like likes him, then she should go out and, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like part of growing up is realizing that you just have to like listen to like make your own opinions and judgments, and like people say shit about everyone and everything,
right?
And like, but if you think something's like legit or right or like whatever, like you, like that's the only thing that really matters.
Right. Like there's no one or nothing that's like universally loved or universally right. There's always going to be some criticism or some thing that people don't.
And everything people say about people is like masked by their own, like, one, like, personal history, and two, like, specific encounters with them.
Right. And they're going through their lens of, like you said, like, their personal history.
Right.
So, like, they're interpreting everything as a result of their own things in their own head.
The other part of this episode that I liked, which is my always my favorite part of Vanderpump, is delusional
Sheena.
Delusional Sheena, I feel like, should be like a recurring like cartoon character or something.
She should have like a sound effect.
She should whenever delusional she like says something Sheena. Delusional. Exactly. Like Moschino Barbie or
Wait, what was it?
It was like Moschino Barbie was like the, they had like a jingle.
Moschino?
Yeah.
How do you
say it?
That.
How do you say it?
Moschino?
Moschino?
Or Moschino? I don't know.
I don't know how to say it.
No cred in this area.
In the Barbie, the high fashion Barbie world, I have zero street cred.
Yeah. Okay, there were two things. One was that you just mentioned where she said like my life looks perfect. What was the line?
Basically she was talking to Jax and she was like confronting him about him telling someone that Rob said he loves her but he's not in love with her, and she's like, well, did he say that? She's like, he's like, well, like, kinda. And she's like, that's not true, like, we're really happy, of course he's in love with me, like, of course he is, like, blah blah blah. Which, like, first of all, like, if he was and you were so sure of it, you wouldn't even like bother
to say
even
it.
Asking Jax or like being really upset about it, you would just know it in your heart of hearts to be true.
Yeah,
but whatever. So Jax is like, listen, like, you don't have to pretend like everything's perfect, like, everyone has problems, like, your life, your relationship isn't perfect, like, your life isn't perfect, life isn't like one big giant fun Instagram story.
Which I thought
was pretty astute. For Jax is one of those people who's like a complete, I know a lot of people like this, he's like a complete fuck up, he has like no sense of like doing the right thing in his own life, but he's actually kind of like
very good at observing other people.
Yeah, he's good at sort of like hitting the mark when like talking about other people and other people's relationships, while having that means nothing about how well he's able to like handle his own. He has like no insight into his own, but when it comes to other people's stuff, he has like very kind of like funny, astute observations.
The truth is he probably does have insight into his own things. I think the disconnect is that all of those insights happen in his head, and your like emotions and your actions are things that you do, like your body, like as opposed to just like your thoughts.
I don't know, like the way he like handles the whole like cheating thing with her, he's just like such a fucking scumbag, where he's like, I wasn't upset that like Brittany's dad had to say about me cheating on her. I was upset that she aired our dirty laundry.
Oh, it's like, the worst.
That's her father, you fucking asshole.
Yeah. Also, the worst was when like he was like, well, you're called Brat. Like, there's a reason they called you Bratney.
Yeah.
It's like, and he turns this fight about him cheating into her just being like a little bratty and annoying. Like,
she's not even bratty. She seems great.
Right, but okay, right. Let's say she is bratty.
Fine.
Let's just say for the sake of argument that he's right about this. Like, he turns the argument about him cheating into an argument about how she is imperfect.
Yeah.
Like, it's like very...
He's like the worst kind of like manipulator.
But back to the Sheena thing. And okay, so there's this part where she... Okay, first she was like, do we like say goodnight? Do we say I love you like after we get off the phone every time? No.
Because it's like we think that like that lesson saying I love you when you say it all the time. It's like, no. Like... No, like, I mean, okay, fine. Yeah, I believe in that, actually.
Yeah.
But like, you're using that obviously like as an excuse for like trying to justify why your relationship is like amazing.
Right. It's like, okay, if you say I love you like frequently and then you don't say it every time you get off the phone, fine.
Right.
But he's clearly not saying it at all.
And then she's talking to Brittany and she's like, she's like, you see how are things going with Jax? Like, you seem like okay, but like, I just want you to be like as happy as I am. But okay, then
this was my favorite part, the very end,
right,
when she says she's like, she starts crying, she's like, you don't want to end up like me, like 32 and divorced and having to like start over. And it was like, did she just get a reality check in that 1 second? Like, how did that happen? Or maybe they just have shown her as delusional only, and she's also had this
I mean
side.
I think she can still be delusional and acknowledge the fact that she is like not married, doesn't have any kids at 32, which isn't that big of a deal. But
I don't think it's about being married or not having kids. I think it's about the general situation she's in, which is that I think if she were more confident in her relationship with Rob, she wouldn't see herself as being like old and alone, which she clearly does deep down.
Yeah, I think that's obviously like, this is definitely like a defense mechanism against that.
No, this is real. The other stuff is the defense mechanism.
Right, yeah. The I'm extremely happy. Like, it's so much like she thinks if she says it enough and if she pretends enough, like, it'll be true.
Right.
But that, sort of brings us into, this is like a sort of good segue, but like not really,
no,
into our topic for today, which is Instagram birthday stories. I'm sure you guys have seen this.
So like, and just social media birthdays in general.
It's no longer cool to put up a montage of, or even really a carousel of you and your friend or on your birthday with pictures of you looking hot to celebrate her birthday. Now it's all about the birthday Instagram story.
Right.
Sorry. Instagram stories are great because they're a way of saying like, I'm kind of proud of this moment, but like,
but not enough I'm for not eternity.
I'm not proud enough to make it like permanent, like in my like social view, but I'm like proud enough to show it to you for 24 hours.
Well, yes, partly, but also it's like the fact that because of how the Instagram algorithm works, if you post too much, they will push, they like won't let your, let certain Instagrams get as much like access to your audience.
Right.
So I get why. It's not just that. It's partly the fact that, like, you know your engagement's not going to be as high on if you post all the time. Right,
no one can see your engagement on your... No one can see your Instagram stories and, like, how many... There's no ticker for how many people, like, are into it.
Yeah.
If you can, like... You can be riskier with the Instagram story because, like, right, no one else knows, like, how much attention or lack of attention it's getting.
Just between you and your DMs. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So the Instagram story, you've all seen it. It's like when someone will like post like, let's say a series of like 10 photos and each one will have like part of a sentence that somehow ties into the content of the story. So it's like,
Jessica, it's your next slide.
Birthday. And then it's a picture of her, like her last birthday or like her with you on your birthday.
Right.
And then it's like, you're my favorite. Yeah, you're my favorite person who I love to go on vacation with. Picture of spring break. Yeah. We also love to eat together. Picture of you guys eating. We like, and you're my favorite like sister. And then it's like you guys like hugging and looking cute. And it's like, oh, here we are when we were abroad.
Have you ever made someone a birthday Instagram story?
No,
neither have I.
Yeah. Like,
no one, the world doesn't need to see that.
The world would know that I was just so full of shit. Like,
because it's the kind of thing where you have to do it all the time or you can't do it ever.
Yeah.
If you did it once, it'd be like, anytime I do something remotely like earnest, I'm like,
ugh, I know. Like, ugh. Every time I do something remotely earnest,
it's kind of
I'm
sad because like I'd like to do something kind of earnest once in a while, but it's so out of character that it would be like such a bigger deal.
You know, Jordana, can I tell you something? Every time I consider, not every time, but sometimes when I consider putting up something earnest, I'm like, oh, Jordana's going to hate this shit. I literally think it. I'm like, she's definitely going to roll her eyes at this because it's too earnest, which there's no word in Jordana's book worse than earnest. You know what's weird is that like you're all about being real, but earnest is real.
No, it's not.
Yes,
earnest
it is.
On social media. Earnest and you're earnest. If we have, I sit you down, we have a conversation that's like really intimate and true and nice.
Yeah.
That's earnest. That's real earnest. Earnest is not, like earnest on social media is like, is not for the person that you're being earnest about. It is to show that to the world. It is so the world can perceive you as being that way, and having a closeness with someone or
you're
having
talking
a really
about
fun life. Anything on social media that's earnest isn't really that earnest.
No.
Because it's not for a party of one. It is for a party of like the world and you want to come off a certain way.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like if I were to like write you a really nice birthday Instagram. I'm talking about like, let's say like, I'm thinking about like when my like grandfather passed away and I posted like a nice message.
Okay.
Like that was like an earnest
that.
Message. No, of course you did because like you like him. But like, no, but like, because not everything just because it's like, it seems kind has to be fake. There can be things that are earnest, but like you can really mean it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I appreciate like an impersonal, intimate thing. I think that putting something on social media takes something away from the earnestness of it.
I think that only happens in certain cases where the person is like full of shit and they don't really like believe the thing that they're or like live the thing that they're doing, like fitness influencers who
why
are then
it,
going.
Why is it okay for some people and not others?
It's not about some people or other people. It's about some situations for some people. Like if you really feel passionately about something and you post something that you're passionate about and you genuinely feel that way, that's what's wrong with that?
But what's the point of it?
Because you feel a certain way and you want to, you care.
You want the world to know?
If it's something that you're doing, why not?
Okay.
Why not post a true caption like once in a while? Like sometimes I'm just like, oh, like I want to post this, but I only want to approach it with a sarcastic caption.
You don't have to fear me.
Oh, don't die.
You don't have to fear my judgment.
She'll just talk shit behind my back. So.
I would not.
Oh, you would.
About your grandfather's.
No, not about my grandfather's
caption.
No, not my grandfather's, but something else. You would.
I just think most things are too nuanced to create a blanket positive like thing about
yeah,
it.
But
and there's not enough room in an Instagram caption to go over like.
But you can choose to see the positive. Like, let's say you got.
Choose to see what's real, which is both positive and negative.
Okay, but let's say you got engaged. Okay. I wanted to post about it. I would post I would in that moment.
You wouldn't post about it.
No, I would. I'm an Insta story. No. Like if we had a great picture that I looked amazing and I might post it. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm all for posting pictures that you look good in. That's like, okay. Here's like a nice little memory book of all the pictures that I look great in over the years.
Okay. But when I'm posting that in that moment, I'm choosing to just let all the shit that I don't like about you just be out of my mind for the purpose of that post. I don't have to in that moment I would feel genuinely happy for you and I would choose to channel all the good things I think about you in that time for the sake of writing something nice because I'm happy for you at that moment. That doesn't mean that we're not gonna fight.
More than that, I'd love for you to text me something really sweet and earnest and like positive.
I would also do that.
That's all I would need.
What if I did both? Because I look great in the picture.
Right. Well, the second thing is more for you, which is fine.
Okay.
It's fine. It's. I'm saying it's not like, oh, like anyone who posts like a sweet and earnest thing is like a terrible person or is like a bullshit person or is like not as real as I am. Like, that's not what I'm like. Oh. That's not at all what I'm.
You don't think that?
No, I don't. I just think that like we can post these things while saying like, okay, like there's a little bit of this that is, this isn't the full story. This is the social story.
Okay, because it's not, but it doesn't mean that it's not the full story. It's just that in that time, someone chose to choose to see.
Social media is not the full story.
Right. Social media is not the full story ever, like in general. But what I'm saying is in the case of like a specific thing that is like in that moment, someone is choosing to see, to channel the good things between them and that person or them in a certain situation.
I believe in channeling positive things about you and a certain person being and only looking at the positive things. I just don't really feel the need to like broadcast them.
That's fine.
Like to strangers or people who I don't know that well.
That's
people
fine.
Who I'm not that close with.
That's fine. You don't have to, and you don't do it, but it's like, I don't think that every single thing.
I'll never
thing,
do it. My friend just got engaged. I posted a
very earnest caption.
Shut up.
It's like a fact caption.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's just
like, okay, let's use this as an example. So she got engaged. Let's say you had decided to write like a nice, like a one extra sentence that was just like really nice about like all the like good things that you like care about her and you think
her. I've already said that in a text to her. So I don't need to, I've said those really nice things and about how happy I am for her and all the nuanced details about what's going on. Like I've texted her those things. I don't need to show the world. Like
you
that's a conversation between me and her.
Right, but you don't have to show the world that you just are against showing the world the nice thing you think about your friend.
I don't think the world needs to know. Why not? Why can't I just tell her personally or tell her among, if I made a speech, I'm happy to make a speech at her wedding and give her and say that in front of people that she's close with and people that we're both close with and that know our relationship. I don't need to tell the strangers in the world about like all the different details of our friendship and why I think this guy is great or all that other stuff.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like, I'm not saying you have to like give this like full picture, translate your speech into a caption. I'm just saying that sometimes.
That's like kind of what you're saying
No, it's not. I'm saying that it's okay to say nice things to people in a public way. There's nothing wrong with it. You're willing to say negative things in a public way. So am I. So like why is it?
I don't think I'd put up an Instagram saying something negative about
you. Wouldn't
someone.
Say, no, I'm not saying negative. I'm saying like you'd put up like a sarcastic, like kind of slightly obnoxious, like half, you know, kind of half and half caption. I do it all the time. Like we'll put up like kind of like obnoxious like captions that sort of cut the realness of like what I really want to put there. And I'll do that because I'm like afraid of I want to seem too cool to care.
I don't think I'm too cool to care. I definitely care. I just don't care. Like I definitely care. Definitely care about things. Definitely care about friendships. Definitely care about relationships. Definitely care about people. I don't, just because I choose to not like, that's not where I choose to display that, doesn't mean that I think that everyone who does is one an asshole or that I'm better than them. I just don't I don't feel the need to put that out there. I don't need to feel the need to share my intimacy and my vulnerability with the entire world. I'd rather share it in a close situations with a few friends, which is just right. like Brene Brown says you should.
Well, Brene Brown, that's part of what Brene Brown says you should. Brene Brown also advocates for, I can't believe we're talking about Brene Brown right now. She also advocates for vulnerability in more public situations, like that there's nothing wrong with being vulnerable in a way that's appropriate. That's not oversharing. I'm not suggesting oversharing. I'm just suggesting putting a statement out there every, you know, once in a blue moon that is slightly vulnerable. That is okay. Oh, yeah.
On this podcast and on the other things.
You know what? I think you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying you need to put every single thought and every single like dirty detail or amazing detail out there. I'm just saying every once in a while, a little bit of vulnerability is okay.
I agree with that. But I'm not saying that I'm not vulnerable. I'm definitely vulnerable. I'm not vulnerable online. I think that's fine.
Well, you know, it's really vulnerable. Birthday Insta stories where you look hot.
Yeah, those are really showing the world how you're willing to put your fears and your insecurities out there into the world.
Okay, well,
I actually really love? I love those posts that people put up that are like, and some of the Bachelor people, I think Caitlin Bristow did one the other day where she was like, this is me, like, here's the cellulite on my leg. Like, I hated this picture when I first saw it and it was like gross and I showed it to Sean. She said, and I like just really like I felt like disgusting about it. And then I decided, like, you know what? Like, everyone has this. I'm just going to do it. And it like feels really uncomfortable and it feels really weird. And I'm going to post it. And like, I don't know.
I like that too, actually.
Yeah, that was like, that's like a moment of like, it's not like fake vulnerability. It's not like I tried, but that's like this troubling, like hard experience. And now I came out on top, blah, blah, blah. It's like, this is what I look like. I'm not proud of this picture. I'm being real because I'm not saying like, I think I look amazing. It's like, I don't like the way I look in it. But you know what? Like everyone has that issue and everyone like hates how they look sometimes and everyone like hates like certain things about themselves and that's like a human and it's not a big deal.
I actually like that also. Like I like
those kind of that's vulnerability on social media and that I kind of like.
Okay. But like, okay, I'm into that too. What about like just going back to the original conversation of like the birthdays and like the showing of support?
Sure.
Do you feel like there's like a political, and I don't mean literally political, I mean like a political in the friendship sense element to that, like, oh, like I'm obligated to post 3 fire emojis on this picture of my friend and her boyfriend because like that will show that like we are friends and that I'm in the circle of people who needs to post fire emojis or that cares enough to post
I
them.
Think there's like an underlying thing about that. I think it's probably stronger the younger you are or like the faker your relationship is. I try to like write a positive comment if I can like bring myself to do so at some point.
If I'm
bored enough that I'm like, okay, like I have time to like think of a cute or sweet comment, I'll do that if it's like a real authentic moment and I'll try to like write something nice. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I agree. There is like a sense of like, it's almost like the lack, like if there are certain people where you feel like if you didn't do it, it would be like,
that's what
noticed.
I'm saying. Right. That's right. What I'm saying. I think that it's like, okay, how is that not more fake? How is that not just as fake? Let's say it is fake. Okay. So yeah. Then why do it?
Because you like want the other, it's fake, but it's less fake because I think that one's just more like for the other person. So the other person feels like you are like supporting them, that you're like pressing that like button that you're excited for them, which is like, that's fine. It's true. Well, that's why I'm saying like the like is the very least you could do to show that.
Right.
Whereas like, you know what I mean? Like, and a comment is like going the extra mile because they are your really good friend. And you don't have to do it. But I think it's like, yeah, like it's nice if you put up a picture of anything good thing that happens in your life to have someone be like, yeah, that's great. Or like, it's obviously seeking approval. You could just send them the article. This is like a little bit easier way to tell more people the engagement. You could just send them the picture and you do that. But it's like a public way of just saying like, yeah, I have your back. I support you.
Okay. Let's say, and I know we're both guilty of this. Mm-hmm. Let's say you post like these fire emojis or like whatever, some bullshit comment on someone who like, you know, you were just talking shit about them in their relationship a day ago, but you'll post anyway.
Sure.
How is that not just as fake as someone who puts up a too earnest post why show this fake support for someone who like so that they can like get
because
more
I'm not,
comments
because I'm not
versus
unsupportive
like,
of that person. I'm not like wishing that person ill will. I might have my own negative thoughts about like certain aspects of perhaps their like decisions or the right. relationship or exactly. their way of life. But that doesn't mean that I'm not supportive of them. That doesn't mean I don't want them to do well. It doesn't mean I'm not rooting for the success.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. So you're willing to put that fake nice thing out there so mm-hmm. that other people and that person can see it.
But I am. But that's authentic.
No, but okay. It's partly authentic because you were just talking shit about them yesterday, right. but you don't advocate for someone, let's say when you get engaged, to write like a nice, or on their birthday, to write a nice thing about them, but let all the negative things you think fall by the wayside to write like one nice sentence. Like why, on their thing? Like you just said that when I said like, oh, if you were to get engaged, right. I were to put up a nice thing where I would obviously not include the negative things in our friendship. I would just write the nice things. Okay. Yeah. So why is that less authentic?
I'm not saying it's less authentic. I'm saying it's less of like an intense like show. It's less of a show. A comment is less of a show than like a whole post dedicated or like Instagram story dedicated to a thing. It's more like I'm reacting to something you put out there rather than I'm creating something to put out there.
But you wouldn't, but the thing, the fine, but you wouldn't have these nice posts like all the, it's not like I would put a random post up on like a Tuesday about how like I'm just obsessed with you. You know what I mean? I'm saying like that would cut, like it's all in its like proportional appropriate time.
Yeah, but one is reactive and the other one is like,
But they're both still lying.
I agree.
They're both still fake.
I agree. I'm not saying I'm above doing anything fake or doing anything that's like not 100% completely authentic all the time.
I'm just saying you don't like when people put up things that are like too nice because they seem inauthentic, but you'll do these comments that are also inauthentic.
Right.
Okay.
But I think they're less so. But I agree. They're not less. Yeah, I agree. I think they're less so. They're reactive. They're showing us, because showing support for someone who's like doing the thing or bragging about the thing or gloating about the thing is different than.
It's just easier.
No, it's not just easier.
It is.
No, it's less of a show. It's less of a show.
It's just as much of a show.
It's saying I might have some shit with the things that you're doing, but you know what? I support you.
But it's still a show, because you're being like, I'm one of the people who cares enough to put this comment.
You're right. It is anything on social media is a show. All of social media is a show. We're not putting it up for ourselves. Otherwise, we would keep it in our fucking like photo album on our phone. Everything is somewhat of a show. Even a post that I put up with a snarky comment is still a show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a show for someone.
It's like, a show that you're snarky.
Everything is like, nothing that you put out there is ever like super authentic. Some things are more authentic than others. I think there's a spectrum. Right. I don't think it's like authentic post, bullshit post. Authentic post, bullshit post. I think it's like everywhere lies along the thing. Putting up like an extremely earnest thing, which doesn't really show at all the nuances of a certain situation or thing, is like on one end, saying a fake, a slightly like maybe less enthusiastic than is accurate, supportive comment or like is like somewhere a little bit closer to the non-bullshit thing, but also on bullshit side. Like,
right. I think the part of the issue here is that like social media attempts to approximate reality. Obviously, it can't do that because it's just not, because it's like this like beautiful curated version of reality.
Right.
But everything in reality, even really good things, have nuances to it. So like, let's say you get engaged, you're super happy, but like you're actually in the background fighting with like your parents over money for the wedding, like which will probably be something that happens to me.
Right.
So I'm not gonna like put up my like engagement photo and be like, oh, but also like I'm having some issues like with like fighting with my mom over the kind of wedding.
I would love to see a post like that. I would love it.
Right.
I think it would be like, right. it would be like the cellulite picture. Like, I would love it. I think it'd be amazing.
But it might be, because it might help other people
because
feel
that's
like connected.
That's vulnerable, in a real way, and that's real.
Yeah.
Not being vulnerable is putting up a picture about how happy you are to be engaged and how you've met the love of your life and it's your best friend and
But in that moment, you're choosing to concentrate on the fact that you have these amazing things in your life that you're grateful for, as opposed to concentrating on the fact that, oh, you have all this amazing stuff, but also
I'm saying you can choose to concentrate on that, but I'm saying it is still a show. It's still a show. It's fine.
I don't think it necessarily has to be a show, because those positive feelings that you feel are real feelings. You just also have these other issues that are running again in the background of your life, as with anything. No one just has everything that's perfect.
I agree. And I'm saying like, I think the opposite too. And anyone that brands but anything negative is not seeing the full picture either. I don't think it's like we have to take away from everyone's excited time. It works in the other way too, and I think it works like it's a great skill. It's a great thing way to look at things when you're looking at things as like entirely negative. No one posts about those things, but there are people who think about things and like, woe is me, kind of like I've been through shit, whatever, which is fine. But then there's like, that works in terms of like, there's nuances to that too. Like, you don't, you're dwelling on the negative. It doesn't mean like that's
right.
Entirely negative thing.
As a person, I will say, who has been through a lot of things, I can say that like, I feel that it is difficult to always just be completely happy with something. Like, just because kind of running in the background of my head, I have like all these other things that have happened to me that sort of almost poison even things that are really good for me. So I'll never feel like, oh, I can just feel like this unadulterated like joy. Like, I'll be honest. But it doesn't mean that I need to like say on social media like, like, oh, I have this like great thing, but it's also like, I'm also upset about like this. And I was like crying about that earlier. Like, it's better, I think. I don't think that, yes, I do think there's obviously people who are totally fake on social media, like the Sheena example. She's like obviously completely just full of shit, totally. But then there's people who are just like trying to see the good in their lives, and that's what they end up posting. Fine.
That's totally, you can see the good in your life without putting it on Instagram.
You can, like, but what, but like, why can't, like, what's so wrong if people post things that are good on Instagram? I'm saying
everyone does it. I don't think it's like an eternal like terrible flaw. I just think like we should all be like a little bit aware if we're doing that too much.
Too much.
Yeah. And on that note,
what are we doing? Oh shit. We finished the whole episode.
Basically, that was a good chat. Would you rather get 500 Facebook birthday wall posts or one Instagram story shout out?
Are you asking whether I'd rather have a lot of not real friends or one really good friend? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I'm asking about this. You can interpret it that way if you want.
If you're saying it's the choice between 500 like fake acquaintances and one really good friend, I would choose the one really good friend. But that is a separate question.
It's friends who show their support unwithering blind support for you.
So would I rather have 500 friends who show their fake unwithering support, or one
in a smaller way?
I'd rather have the wall posts.
Yeah.
It takes more effort, and it's less narcissistic because you don't get to post hot pictures of yourself.
Although you can do that. I did that for a while.
What?
I'd post like a picture of me and said friend like for their birthday on their wall.
Wow, you're so vulnerable.
I'm so vulnerable. You can tell. I really put myself out there for the world to see.
Okay, would you rather put up your own happy birthday post to yourself or lose $100?
And on like Instagram?
Yeah.
Like, I put up a picture of myself and I'm like, happy birthday to me. Like, you're so amazing.
Yeah.
I've been friends with you for so long.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone who knew me knew it would be a joke. So I would probably do that instead of losing the money.
Same.
But like, if I were the kind of person who like that could potentially be accurate about, I'd rather lose the money.
I don't think anyone would authentically do that. I think I've seen people do that, and I think it's so funny because it's like, you're so funny.
Yeah. I've seen people do that. You've seen people do that.
Oh no! I'm not, like, that's not own, who I'm
like,
thinking.
Here's
of.
A montage of my favorite birthdays of like Pat
right, and right. I would do past. It. I would do it as like a joke, like because like I'm like fake narcissistic. Right. I think that's like a bit, you know. Yeah. It's like, oh, here I am. It's me. Like,
right, and everyone would know. I think it'd be fine.
Right. Okay. Shoot, party. Shoot, BBFF with, party with. The person who has no social media, the person who constantly posts on social media, and the person who doesn't know what social media is.
It's like the four questions. I have questions. My answer. Yeah.
The one who doesn't know to ask.
What says the simple son?
Okay. Yeah. I would rather be BFF with the one who doesn't know what social media is. Or no, I'd rather be BFF with the person who has no social media, like my boyfriend.
Okay.
He has Facebook, but he hasn't ever gone. Yeah, of course.
Aww.
That was so earnest.
Yeah.
Now, do I have to list all the things I find wrong with him in order to be true?
We'll use that on a different episode.
Great. Okay. I would shoot the person who... Doesn't, no, I would party with the person who constantly posts.
Yeah. They're going to take amazing pictures of you. And you don't have to be like the loser who keeps posting.
Yeah. And I guess
I love people. I love being friends with people who do post because they like now... Because now you get all the like positive parts of the social media without having to like... Put yourself out
there. Plus, you get to make fun of them for what they're posting.
True,
they give you lots of fodder. Okay, and I guess I'd shoot the person who doesn't know what social media is, because why not?
What are they? Like, probably 100 gonna die soon anyway.
I guess that's what they are. Okay. This has been a fun episode.
I really enjoyed it. We had a good little debate. I liked it.
We really are at our best when we don't necessarily agree on something.
I agree.
Remember when we used to argue about gun control in
college? I'm pro gun control now. Okay.
And equal pay.
Yeah.
Equal pay was also a big one for us.
Anyway, those are episodes for a different day. Thanks for listening.
I don't think so.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.